But right now, we're joined by a special guest here at the KBRX studios. If you happen to be in O'Neill for Summerfest last year for Ian Munsick and kind of knew how everything went down, we were lucky enough to have an opener that we got right at the last minute. And he came and did a great job not only opening for Ian Munsick, but also closing for Ian Munsick. And we not for sure which was more fun, the opening or the closing. I think the fans had more fun at the closing, but they were pretty well tuned up. But we've got BJ Jamison here with us. For you that don't know, he is my nephew, my little sister, Lisa Jamison. This is her son. And BJ, good to have you back here in O'Neill.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me back.
You bet. And we were more than excited, of course, to have you open for Ian Munsick. And I know that was pretty exciting for you too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that day. It was kind of a crazy day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little hectic. Just headed home or headed north from Kearney because I was going to go to the concert either way. And got the phone call. I was like, yeah, well, there's a lot of rain up here and we're not sure if the other band is going to make it. So hope you can still make it. And I show up and they go, you're the opener. Okay.
And then we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was fun.
And Ian Munsick was awesome. I mean, yeah. A lot of artists that day could have been, could have just said, see you later. You guys aren't living up to your contract. But he told us, make it work and we'll make it work. So, yeah.
Yeah,
great to work with. You bet. Yeah, and we're great. Glad to have you. And then, of course, after Ian was done, you stuck around and had a little more fun with the crowd, and we closed her down, didn't we?
So,
yeah, we had a good time. Well, we appreciate you doing that, BJ. And your music career, obviously, a little bit about your music career. When did you start playing the guitar?
Oh, it would be about 5 years ago when I started learning on that.
Yeah, and you were fortunate enough to find a band that let you kind of come and play with them. Tell us a little about that band.
Yep, that was the Twin River Band out of Merriman, Nebraska. They were playing at Cherry County, and I was there for fair, and I just kind of got hooked up with them guys, and then I ended up playing with them for about 4 years, and they've now retired after the new year, so now I've been going solo since then.
Yeah. And you've really been going solo. If you don't follow him, go to BJ Jamison Music on Facebook and all the social media sites there. And every week there's another update of where you're going to be. And what are you doing, about 3 to 4 nights a week pretty regularly?
Yep.
At least that many, right? Yep. And last night you were in?
I was in
Gibbon. Yeah, Gibbon last night. Hard to keep track of where all you've been. Yeah, I was going to say, your schedule will be pretty hectic. But so you're in Gibbon last night, and to this morning you're here in O'Neill. Where are you headed to after this?
Oh, just going to Billy Jack's Pizza in Kearney tomorrow, then going up to Rushville at the Bunkhouse Bar on Friday on St. Patty's Day for that, and then going over to the Tipsy Cow way down in Franklin.
That sounds fun. The name sounds fun, Tipsy Cow. But BJ, you've really been, like you said, you've been hitting the road hard, and I know you've been to a lot of different places. Tell us about some of the bigger places that you've, or bigger towns and bigger events that you played at.
Oh, a lot of them are just kind of out. We've been to Cheyenne a couple times, played out there in a couple different spots. Been up to Deadwood, played at a couple different spots up there, and Omaha, played down at Barrel and Vine a couple weeks ago, and that was a beautiful place there.
Yeah. And you recently attended the Nebraska Fair Association event. Tell us a little bit about that. That was that's quite an event there, and just in itself, isn't it?
Yep. They got a whole entire entertainment lineup there that they have everybody do something. And I was fortunate enough to get in this year, and we got almost 18 fairs booked off of it.
Nice.
So throughout Nebraska and Wyoming.
Yeah, and some of those are right up here in our neck of the woods. So, folks will be able to come and see you there. But, you've been, like you said, super busy doing what you like doing. And this is, how old are you?
19,
and you've already probably had, 50 or 60 at least that many shows already?
Yep.
Yeah, you've been going hard. So, and you're doing well, and of course we hear from a lot of the people from our area that, of course, knew your mother, that might see you in Omaha or at some of those events or some of the cities and make it a point to come out and see you. But I know you've met a lot of great people along the way. How about some other recording stars? Of course, you got to meet Ian Munsick last summer in O'Neill, but have you met some other ones too?
Yep, I got to meet Marty Stewart not too long ago last year in Kearney when he was there playing at the Merriman Center. So that was pretty neat deal. Out of luck and timing, I was able to see him.
Yeah, great instrument musician and artist. That's a lot of talent right there. But and tell us a little bit about this was a few years back when you were just kind of getting going, but you strapped on a guitar and went to Nashville.
Yep, we went out to Nashville a couple years ago, right after my birthday around Thanksgiving, and I kind of hit up a lot of those places over there, just walking into a bar with a guitar, and God asked if I play, and yeah.
And well,
I got up and played.
There you go. So, yeah, he can even say he's played on Broadway in Nashville. Yep. So, yeah. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. What do you like best about entertaining?
Oh, it's just making people happy, honestly. I think it's just seeing other people happy, having fun, and enjoying what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying that, too. So,
yeah. One question, BJ, is where did you get your love for good old country music like Grandpa Gil would be playing? I know every time we see you hearing a song, I'm like, yep, that's a Grandpa Gil tune right there that he'd be smiling down. But where did you get that taste for the good old music?
Well, it probably came a lot from him.
Yeah.
And just growing up on the rural Nebraska, I mean, that's what we'd always listen to on about every radio station. They'd have it playing, something like that. And just it came first on with Johnny Cash, and then just kind of broadened out from there.
Yeah, I know. In a few shows of yours I've been to, they're like, how does a kid that young know these good old songs? So it's good that you know those. That's people really like those, and I'm sure everywhere you play, you get a wide range of requests from everything from Hank Williams probably to Shania Twain.
Yep.
I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
but you do. How do you pick what songs you're going to play, or how do you?
Well, a lot of it, you base it off the crowd who's there and just kind of the age range, and then you can see what they like and what they don't like pretty much.
Yeah.
You get to read the crowd.
Yeah. Well, BJ, your website, what's that?
We got the BJ Jameson Music on there on Facebook and Instagram, and we got websites setting up, and so we've got all Spotify, and so everything's on those to find out where we're going to and all the new updates on everything that's going to be happening in the next year.
And it's kind of fun just to follow him on Facebook or the social media and see where all he is going up, because there's a lot of fun names. There are different places you've been to. So, and everywhere from Omaha, like you said, all the way out to Cheyenne and Deadwood. And if you check his schedule for the fairs this year, he's going to be at probably a county fair near you. But if the people are interested in booking you for entertainment, BJ, how do they do that?
Oh, you can contact Burrell Booking Agency out of Holdridge, Nebraska. It's Paula Burrell. She's my booking agent there, so she can get you set up with available dates. But anymore, it might have to be a little later out in the season because we're fairly well booked all the way through almost September.
Yeah, dates are filling up. So, but yeah, if you're you do anything from, like you said, small venues like coffee shops or small bars to the larger venues as well, right?
Yep, we got a band there, and during the summer, we'll be taking the band out all over on the road doing county fairs and stuff like that. So,
and you've done everything from birthday parties to livestock auctions to everything.
So pretty much
done it all. So, and opening for Ian Munsick. So, he's done a lot of great things in his young music career. Now, you got a new song that just got released out on Spotify.
Yep.
That I'm sure that's probably a little bit of a process too, right? Getting a song to get posted to Spotify.
Yep, that was. We always had to pick out the date and the time and how to release it and on everything to release it on and where and when, and kind of a long process of getting that figured out because just timing with it. And
sure, you bet. Now tell us the name of the song.
It's Lost Without You.
And a little bit about the song.
Well, it was a song my producer and his other friend wrote there, Luke Mills and C.R. Pendleton. They wrote there for me, and when I walked into the studio, they're like, this may be one of the top 40 hits at least, and I think we got a good chance at it. It's a good catchy song. It's hard to get out of your head. I know that for sure.
Right, you bet. Yeah, and like you said, who performed on the song with you? Did you have, you obviously had a band at the...
Yep, well, because that was all on the producer's side.
Yep.
He played everything. He added all the instruments into it. And so we had him doing all the instruments for that. So we had basically almost a Nashville cat is what you could call him. He's almost one of those.
Yeah. And I'm sure that was fun. That's probably a new, was that a new experience for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anything tricky or anything you learned from that experience?
Well, it's a little bit different sitting in a small booth trying to record, and it's like, oh, got to step up closer to the mic. Okay, stand back a little one on that one. Yeah. Get a little more energy there, a little less there.
Yapping in your earphones while you're in there, probably. Yep. Yeah. 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 Well, that's awesome. And how long did it take to produce there, put the song together?
We've been working on it since about right around, I think, late December, November, December-ish. And we've got a couple more songs lined up for the rest of the year that we're going to be putting out sometime in the next few months. We're going to put out one more and then one more right about the end of the year. So we've got three songs total coming out this year. And then we signed a contract with them that we're going to sign there. And that's another longer contract that we're going to have some bigger events going on with it.
Cool. Awesome. And again, they can find all that at bjjamesonmusic.com. If they go to Spotify, all they need to do is type in BJ Jameson, and that'll bring up the photo of you there. And the song Lost Without You is what's on Spotify right now. And like you said, more to come. So, yeah. Well, let's see. Before we play the song, we've got some people listening online. So you better say hello to your favorite aunt.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm going to put you on the spot. No, don't say hello to your favorite aunt. They always try to tell me that they're my favorite sister when they call in. But better say hello to all your aunts out there listening.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's listening. I'm glad I could be here today. Got to say hello to everyone.
That's right. You bet. So, well, should we play the song, BJ?
Well, yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's on Spotify. This is BJ Jameson, and the song's called Lost Without You.
You got a little thing that happens when you grin. It's hard to explain. I don't know what it is. It keeps me going through the day. It keeps me from the mundane. You're doing it now with that crooked little smile. You stab me in my tracks. Gotta hold you for a while. You're my sunshine on a rainy day. You show me everything is okay. I'd be lost without you, running around in circles alone. I wouldn't know what to do. You've got me hanging on to every little thing that you do. Girl, you know it's true. I'd be lost without you. When I've had a bad day, nothing's working out. You know just what to do to work it all out. You help me get through the night. You know how to make it all right. Oh, I'd be lost without you. Running around in circles alone. I wouldn't know what to do. You got me hanging on to every little thing that you do. Girl, you know it's true. I'd be lost without you. I'd be lost without you. Well, life is full of ups and downs. The whole wide world is racing round. Most of the time I don't know what to do. When everything is running wild, I turn to you and I see that smile. And I remember, baby, I've got you. I'd be lost without you, running around in circles alone. I wouldn't know what to do. You got me hanging on to every little thing that you do. Girl, you know it's true. I'd be lost without you. I'd be lost without you.
right, there he is, BJ Jameson, Lost Without You. First time played on KBRX, and you heard it right here. BJ, great song. Good job.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I like the banjo, of course. Yeah, I heard that in the background. So, and folks can find that on Spotify.
Yep, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, pretty much any streaming service there is.
All right, just type in BJ Jameson or type in Lost Without You, and that should bring it up. And I know, BJ, you're looking forward to getting some more songs out, and we'll be looking forward to those coming out and getting those on KBRX as well.
So that'll be great.
All right, anything else this morning?
No, I don't think so.
Who's your friend? You brought a friend with you?
Yep, that's my girlfriend there. Brought her along.
And her name is?
Braylee.
Braylee, good to have you here. So, and you're even here during St. Pat's Week, so we got her a little green to get her ready to go. So, but BJ, anything else this morning?
No, I don't think so. I just want to thank y'all for having me here. I'm glad I could do it.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you back in O'Neill. I know Emily Morrow was glad to hear that you're going to be on the radio this morning. We're good to have you back in O'Neill, BJ, and we'll look forward to having you back here sometime and getting you back here for a show in the Irish capital.
Yeah, that'll be great. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, good luck and safe travels, and we'll be looking for more good stuff coming from BJ Jameson. Thanks, BJ.
Thank you.
All right. That's my nephew, BJ Jameson. Check him out at BJ Jameson Music on Facebook. He's out on Spotify right now. His song is called Lost Without You. Type that in, and it's by BJ Jameson. Put that on your favorites list.